For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's still real to me, damn it! I mean, thank you.
Welcome! Another edition of It's Still Real to Me, and of course, everything Zaslow Show 2.0 is brought to us by our title sponsor, Anna Jar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. If you're involved in any kind of an accident, it wasn't your fault, you're dealing with a personal injury, motorcycle, boating, car accident, hit and run, slip and fall. First you call 911, and then you call Anna Jar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. You take care of your health. Let them get you the money, the compensation you deserve. Let them put their skills to work for you. Anna Jar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. Got a fun show today. We're going to react to WWE PLE King and Queen of the Ring. It just wrapped up in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. I love the Saturday afternoon shows. 1 p.m. Eastern time here, wraps up just a few hours later. Get it in, get it out, boom, baby. Now we got the rest of our day. I love the afternoon PLEs. And of course, when we're talking, hey, you could make wagers. There's action, all right, when it comes to pro wrestling. But also, of course, your NBA, your NHL, Bet Online. That's your number one source for all your action, every stat, every matchup, even live odds while the games are being played. And when the games are over, head on over to the BetOnline's online casino, play some blackjack, play some poker, how about some slot games? Head to the BetOnline website today, get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. So, we're coming at you here on a Saturday afternoon. Appreciate you guys listening. If you want to watch, we're uploaded on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@Zaslow Show. So please go check that out. Like, rate, comment. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, you like, you rate, you comment, you do all that stuff. If you're just listening to the podcast, that's great. Wherever you get your podcast for Zaslow Show 2.0, if you're listening to this, you obviously know it's still real to me. Pops up under the same banner. So I appreciate if you like, you rate, you comment, you tell your friends, you do all that good stuff. That helps me get all the monies. I'm never going to charge you guys. That's never, ever going to happen. But you got to make sure you help me out like that. And of course, you support the sponsors that support the show. All right. So let's get into the action here. King and Queen of the Ring. Now going into the show, five matches. You got the WWE Undisputed Championship, Cody Rhodes versus Logan Paul. You got both King and Queen of the Ring finals. You have the Intercontinental Championship, a triple threat. And you have the Women's World Championship, Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan. So, and I'll also say, you remember how King of the Ring used to be, like when they first started, it would all be in the same night. But you know what? I think it's really smart the way they do it now, where they build up to it over a few weeks and you just have the finals. Triple H is of the mind of less is more. And you saw this with the NXT paper, you know, with the NXT takeovers all those years where be five matches in and out, just banger after banger, five matches, 2.5 to 3 hours long, and everybody has a great time. While WWE was doing these shows where 6, 7, 8 matches, and it's a long show. It's too long. The shows were over 4 hours. So not only are we only doing the King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring finals at this show, because Triple H knows 5 matches. That's the sweet spot. And this way, you devote a ton of time to every match, but also at the same time, coming off of, we're in a little bit of a lull here, right? In May, because WrestleMania is over. That was last month. And we're not quite near SummerSlam yet. So what do you do for your television shows, for Raw and for SmackDown in this time of year? Hey, a good way to make those shows feel important. Let's have all the qualifying matches and then the quarterfinals and the semifinals and the finals for each show. And then you got your King and Queen of the Ring matches at the King and Queen of the Ring PLE. So I really dig the way they're doing it. It's made the last few weeks of Raw and SmackDown feel really important. So the night starts. Let's go right after it. The night begins with Becky Lynch and Liv Morgan. So going into the match, Liv has to win, right? Because they're devoting a ton of time to this Liv Morgan revenge tour. What's the point in a Liv Morgan revenge tour if she doesn't actually get revenge? If she doesn't actually do a lot of winning here? There's like it just becomes a Liv Morgan loses tour. So the fact that they've devoted time and they keep telling you it's the Liv Morgan revenge tour, you figure, okay, she's going to win the title off Becky. So I was pretty confident going into the match that Liv is going to win. Her story, yes, you got the Liv Morgan revenge tour. Her story has to be that she took Rhea's title. Because remember, why did they have Liv be the one who's going to take Rhea out? Rhea's dealing with a real injury. That's why she had to drop the title. Why have Liv actually be the one to take her out when she threw the chair at her backstage? Which, my God, I mean, that was a rough throw. She throws the chair at her head there. Her story, Liv's story, has to be that she took Rhea's title from her without actually taking the title from her. That's the story, right? And that's the best way to do it is by having her then beat Becky Lynch for it. And then Liv is running around with this title for however many months, because clearly it's going to be a while until Rhea comes back and she gets to brag that this is her title now. She took it from Rhea because she put Rhea on the shelf, but she never actually took the title from Rhea. So now Becky Lynch is going to wind up taking time off, right? Seth Rollins is already taking time off. And we figured after WrestleMania, when Becky Lynch lost, she was going to take time off. And that's why it was weird where, okay, she's not taking time off and she's in the Battle Royal after Rhea relinquishes the title and then she wins it. Well, this is why. This is why they gave the title to Becky Lynch in that Battle Royal. The plans clearly changed. Like, my guess was, yeah, after WrestleMania, Becky and Seth were going to take time away all together. That plan changed when Rhea got hurt. So, Becky, we kind of need you. You can't leave yet. So, they put the title on Becky after winning the Royal Rumble. They needed her to put Liv over. They needed that big moment for Liv to win the title because what Liv did today, winning that championship from Becky Lynch, is so much more impactful than her winning the title in a random, and it's not random, but her just winning the title in a battle royal on Monday Night Raw. No, Liv goes over Becky Lynch. Becky does a great job putting her over, makes Liv look really strong that she didn't just randomly win the title in a little battle royal. No, this is why they made Becky Lynch stick around. You're going to win the title at this battle royal. Fine. Hang on to it for a month, whatever it was since that night. And then Liv's taking the title off you. Becky, now you go on your vacation. Now you're going to be away for a little bit. And Liv Morgan is your new women's world champion. And she's going to be parading around with that belt. And until Rhea comes back, she took Rhea's title without ever actually having to take the title from her. Now, I love the Dominic Mysterio Liv Morgan angle. So Dom made it clear, right, that he's not going to let Liv took mommy out. He's not going to let Liv Morgan win mommy's title. Now, the very first time we saw Dominic backstage confronted by Liv Morgan and then the cameras leave, I felt immediately, oh, they're going to be a couple. Liv is not only going to take Rhea out, not only going to then take Rhea's title, she's going to take her man as well. But Dom is saying, hey, I'm not going to allow you to take mommy's title. I love the Dom and Liv angle because we know they're together. We know that's what's happening. Dom comes down to the ring looking like he's going to protect mommy's belt and keep it away from Liv Morgan. He slides the chair to Becky. And listen, Michael Cole says, Dominic, this is a quote from Michael Cole. Dominic, quote, clearly, emphasis on clearly, clearly sent the chair to Becky. No. He sent that chair for Liv. They're giving you the rope-a-dope. Michael Cole, they emphasize, clearly sent the chair to Becky. No. They're together. Dominic and Liv are together. And if you want massive heat on Liv Morgan, because people like her, if you want massive heat on Liv Morgan, champion, you want her to be heel champion, you put her with Dominic. Yep. And then you set up that huge confrontation when Rhea eventually returns. And even furthering my point here, that Dominic and Liv are together, Becky's got a rematch clause. She said she's going to use it on Raw. So Raw, this Monday night, that's when we're going to see the union between Liv and Dom. You'll see. That's when we're going to see they're together. I love it. That's going to be a great moment. And you'll be able to carry that story until Rhea returns. And when Rhea returns, Liv's going to be a huge heel champion. Rhea, she's already big time babyface, but massive babyface pop when she lays out Dominic Mysterio when she returns. That's how it's done. So I love the setup here. Second match of the night, Intercontinental Championship. Sami Zayn, Bronson Reed, Chad Gable. Sami Zayn's Syrian, so he's a massive babyface there in Saudi Arabia. And there was no way Sami Zayn was not winning this match. You can't go out there to Saudi Arabia. Forget that you just had Liv Morgan heel just win the Women's World Championship. Yet the crowd is so hot for Sami Zayn. You can't go out there and have Sami Zayn lose the title in front of that crowd. But a couple things happened here that are more important than Sami Zayn retaining the title. Number one, Chad Gable, and this started last week, right? Chad Gable, he's got that Kurt Angle heat now. He's got the You Suck chance. It's all the way in Saudi, the You Suck chance on Chad Gable. So that is a major, major plus for what WWE is trying to accomplish with Chad Gable. So he's got that Kurt Angle heat. That's huge. And don't get me wrong. He's not Kurt Angle. He's never going to be Kurt Angle. But this is clearly what their ML has been, to be this new version, 2024 version of Kurt Angle. Olympic champion, heel. He's a piece of shit. He's nasty to everybody around him. And now he's got the You Suck chance. So that is a major plus coming out of this match. Now, Gable's going to win the title. He'll win it eventually. It was never going to be in a triple threat. Gable's not winning the Intercontinental Championship from Sami Zayn in a triple threat. So the first big point of this match was Gable's got that Kurt Angle heat. Second biggest point is he's trying to get Otis. Otis is conflicted still. He's trying to get Otis to help him. He wants Otis to lay out Sami Zayn. Otis is conflicted. He goes to lay him out. Sammy ducks, clotheslines Chad Gable. Sami Zayn, huluva kick on Bronson Reed, retains the title. Gable's going to win that title. And it's going to be with Otis helping him. Yep. Because here's the thing. While Otis clotheslined Chad Gable there, it wasn't on purpose. Like, down the road, there's going to be a moment where Otis turns, he makes a choice, and he turns on Chad Gable, and the crowd's going to go crazy, and it's going to be a massive pop. That's not what happened here. He did not turn on Chad Gable. He tried to help Chad Gable. He missed, and he cost Gable the match. Otis, in order to please his master, he's going to come through for Chad Gable. I believe he's going to help him. He's going to make a choice, just like he did here, to help Chad Gable. And the next time he does it, is going to help Chad Gable win the Intercontinental Championship. Down the road, you'll get that split. We're not there. So, and it certainly wasn't what we just saw this afternoon. Otis made a choice, and it was to help Chad Gable. So, I believe he's going to help win the Intercontinental title. Those are the two big takeaways from that match. Now, match number three. Now we got the big ones. You got the Queen of the Ring. You got the King of the Ring. You got the World Championship match. I do got to tell you guys, of course, one of our great sponsors here, huge pro wrestling fan. You see him at all the big shows. Not out there in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, but co-founder and chairman of BRCW, Boca Raton Championship Wrestling. Of course, I'm talking about your trusted real estate broker, Matthew H. Mashler. That's right. Your trusted real estate broker. You got to make sure, Signature Real Estate Finder, that's where you're going to go if you're looking to buy a home here in any part of South Florida. Now, buying a home, it could be a stressful process. That's why I sent you to Matthew. Call Matthew H. Mashler today, your trusted real estate broker, 561-208-3334, or go to realestatefinder.com. Whether you're looking for a home in here in Miami, Palm Beach, Naples, Signature Real Estate companies have offices all throughout the state. That's right. The Signature team, they're where you want to be. Maybe you have a property that you're just looking to sell. Call Matthew H. Mashler today, 561-208-3334. Or maybe you're in the business. Yeah, maybe you're in real estate. Well, how would you like to take your career to the next level? Matthew's always looking for people to join the Signature team. The Signature Real Estate companies, they're South Florida's industry leaders, ranked number one in Boca, one of the tops in the entire state of Florida. So whether you're buying your dream home or you're selling a property or you're just looking to join the best in the business, contact Matthew H. Mashler today, 561-208-3334, realestatefinder.com. Matthew H. Mashler, your pathway to exceptional real estate experiences. So,
jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Queen of the Ring final. Lyra Valkyria, Nia Jax. Now, this was the first match of the night, and probably above all other matches, all out of all five, I did not have a good feel for who was going to win. I could see it go either way. If Lyra wins, that's a major sign of what they think of her. I mean, she just debuted, and they're already strapping a rocket to her back, and she's going to win the Queen of the Ring? The fact that she's already in the final is a really big deal. So I could see them doing that for her because, I mean, look, I thought Lyra came out looking phenomenal throughout this entire tournament. She's got a great look. She's got a great theme. She's great in the ring. They clearly love her. But then on the other side with Nia Jax, I don't think Nia Jax needs to win this match, needs to win Queen of the Ring. I actually think the win could do more for Lyra Valkyria, calling her Queen of the Ring. Nia Jax is already cemented as probably the top female heel in the business right now. So I don't know that Nia needs the win more than Lyra Valkyria does, but Nia Jax winning, she will be so obnoxious as Queen of the Ring. You can carry that story for months. Like, remember when Zelina Vega won Queen of the Ring? What did we really do with it? Now, Vince was in charge back then. Nothing really came out of it, but Nia Jax would be such an obnoxious Queen of the Ring. The match. So I didn't know which way it was going to go. I could see it going either way. did not have a great feel. Awesome finish to this match. Never saw it coming. Lyra tries to do the, you know, power bomb, sunset flip into a power bomb off the rope. Nia Jax, too big, too strong, and instead she just plows down with, what do they call that, the move, the atomic something, whatever it is. The Annihilator, right? Did not see it coming. No way Lyra Valkyrie is getting up. Awesome finish. I like that Nia Jax won because, like I said, they could do something with this. She will be an incredibly obnoxious champion. And here's the thing. I don't subscribe to the whole you deserve it, all that stuff. I mean, just, like, it's a show. They're writers, okay? The whole you deserve it stuff is silly to me. But let's be honest here. Nia Jax has been phenomenal since her return last year. Phenomenal. She's a tremendous heel. So easy to hate. No one likes her. She looks great. She's lost so, I mean, look, obviously she's a heavy girl. She's lost so much weight since she returned. She looks great, and she's put on great matches. You know, for all the talk about her being dangerous in the ring, I haven't sensed any of that since her return, and maybe part of it is because she's lost so much weight. I mean, she looks like she probably lost 50, 60 pounds. Looks fantastic, and she's put on great matches. She is a great queen of the ring. She's going to be so easy to dislike. And I saw how after, I don't remember what the exact tweet was, but I saw after the match, Bayley sent out some type of tweet that was like, you know, see you around, bitch, something like that. We'll get to that because there are stakes now where the king and queen of the ring get title matches. They're going to main event SummerSlam the same way they do with WrestleMania and Royal Rumble. So we'll get to that. I'll just tell you right now, I love that there are extra stakes to it. If it's not enough, and you could argue that it's not enough that you just get to be king of the ring, queen of the ring. No, there are real stakes to it. Love it. So anyway, king of Nia Jax, love the choice. Super obnoxious queen of the ring. She's going to be great. Everybody hates her. King of the ring final. Randy Orton, Gunther. This, you knew from the start of the tournament, you knew Gunther was going to win on the one side. And then you look at the other side. It makes sense that Randy Orton was going to win at SmackDown the night before against Tama Tonga, who, by the way, can I tell you, Tama Tonga looks like a main eventer. In the ring on Friday night in the SmackDown final for King of the Ring, he looked like he belonged in there with Randy Orton. And I know he's a big deal in New Japan for many, many years, but that stuff doesn't always translate to WWE. Tama Tonga, to me, looks like a main event heel. Loved what he looked like in the ring with Randy Orton. But you knew that Randy Orton was going to win that side because when they do these shows in Saudi, the Saudi government, they want the biggest stars. They want the biggest matches. And for the first time ever, a Gunther versus Randy Orton, that's a big time match. So you knew we were getting that. And then at the same time, Gunther has to win this match. Like, this is why you take the IC title off of him, so that he can then enter the main event picture. And then when they add the stakes with SummerSlam, yeah, Gunther has to win. You take the Intercontinental title off of him to then put him in the main event of SummerSlam for the WWE Undisputed Championship. So going into the match, you knew it was going to be awesome. Gunther has to win. Gunther kicks out of the RKO, second RKO of the match. Gunther kicks out of the RKO, pins Orton, who had his shoulder up. I'm glad they acknowledged it, because sometimes when that happens, you don't know, all right, is that going to be storyline, or did they fuck up? Well, it was clearly storyline, because Corey Graves in the replay, I want to see another look at that. All right, so I guess, you know, Orton's protected. I don't think it was necessary, but Gunther kicks out of RKO, pins Orton. He clearly had his shoulder up. So you got the controversy. Gunther's not going to care. He's going to the main event of SummerSlam. We'll get back to that in a moment here. So finally, your main event, Cody Rhodes versus Logan Paul. My big takeaways. And we, obviously, Cody Rhodes was winning. Here's the thing, though. If this match were 6 months from now, not a month after WrestleMania, not his first championship defense, Cody Rhodes, If this match were 6 months from now, I would have believed that Logan Paul could win this match. Yeah. At no point in this match did you actually believe Logan Paul would win. But if this match were 6 months from now, yeah, I could have believed that. I could have believed he would win. He is a legit star. Never a moment in this match where Logan Paul does not look like a legit star, a legit pro wrestler. It's amazing. I guess, look, he clearly devotes a ton of time. He's on the shows almost every single week. Is he on every week these days? There was never a moment in this match where, like, oh, he's out of place or he botched that. Oh, he didn't look good there. Not a single moment where he doesn't look like a massive star, and every match he puts on is a banger. So Logan Paul uses the Nux in the ribs on Cody Rhodes. My biggest takeaway here. So he uses the Nux. Now, Corey Graves, not Cody Rhodes. I'll talk about Cody here. Corey Graves. I feel like I saw recently online, and you don't know what to believe, what not to believe. But I feel like I saw that Corey Graves has been cleared for an in-ring contact. That, like, he's all better, the concussions. He retired years ago, NXT, and he became an announcer. I've never seen him wrestle. Apparently, he was pretty good. Okay, so hang on to that moment. Hang on to that nugget for a moment here. Logan Paul uses the Nux. And then you got the whole deal where Michael Cole is yelling, "You're a loser, what are you doing?" And they set that up over the last couple of days where, yeah, good line by Michael Cole, "You signed a prenup." That's a good line. So he calls Logan Paul a loser. "Logan Paul, what'd you say?" And now he starts walking around the announce table. He's going to confront Michael Cole. What happens? Corey Graves takes off the headset and stands in between the two of them. Did not get physical, but steps in to protect Michael Cole. And then, just a couple moments later, Logan Paul is staring at Michael Cole. Corey Graves is staring right at Logan Paul. Are we going to get Logan Paul, Corey Graves, SummerSlam? I think that right there was a little Easter egg. They're planting the seed there. Very similar to the way they did with Pat McAfee, Adam Cole, you know, years ago in NXT. I think they planted the seed there of Corey Graves coming out of retirement and fighting Logan Paul. Are we getting Corey Graves, Logan Paul at SummerSlam? That was my biggest takeaway from the match, because you knew Cody Rhodes was winning. Great match. But I think we're getting Corey Graves, Logan Paul at SummerSlam. That was my big takeaway from that. Cody Rhodes wins. Great match. Logan Paul is amazing. So we got the news a couple days ago, that winners of King and Queen of the Ring, they get title shots. They get main event matches at SummerSlam. Love it. So the same way that Royal Rumble is a bridge to WrestleMania, now King and Queen of the Ring is a bridge to SummerSlam, which, you know, is supposed to be the WrestleMania of the summer. They do it in stadiums just like WrestleMania. Heck, they already announced 2 years in advance that WrestleMania in 2026, this year it's in Cleveland, in 2026, it's going to be in Minneapolis and two nights just like WrestleMania. I love that they're doing this. So if we're looking ahead for SummerSlam, we're getting Gunther Cody Rhodes, right, for the WWE title. Gunther is now a main event guy fighting for the big championships. Gunther Cody Rhodes has got to be the play. And I think we're getting Nia Jackson Bayley, because I think Liv Morgan's going to hang on to this title for a while, and then eventually you're going to get Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley. Is Rhea Ripley back by SummerSlam? I don't know. But it looks like we're going to get Gunther Cody Rhodes for the WWE title at SummerSlam and Nia Jax versus Bayley for the WWE women's title at SummerSlam. Love it. That's my guess for those two. And Triple H also announced today, Clash at the Castle, June 15th. That's the next big PLE. Main event, Damian Priest defends the WWE world title against Drew McIntyre. So you think, all right, it's in Scotland where Drew McIntyre's from, and that's the main event for the title at Clash at the Castle. Drew's going to win the title. He's going to do it in front of his people. It's going to be a whole big thing. It feels like that's a major possibility. I wouldn't be so fast to say that. Do we not believe that CM Punk is going to cost Drew McIntyre the title again? Because that'd be my guess. And I would think that Punk is close to returning. So if you get through June, you can build toward Punk McIntyre singles match SummerSlam. Punk and McIntyre does not, and I would say should not, be for the title. Does not need to be for a title. As a matter of fact, there's no reason for CM Punk to be champion. So I don't think they're putting that title on Drew. I think Punk's going to cost him. Not only is Punk costing the title once already, now he's going to cost him the title in front of his home. That's major heat. So I wouldn't be so fast to think that McIntyre wins that title in Scotland at Clash of the Castle in a few weeks. I think it just sets up Punk McIntyre SummerSlam. So that's our reaction show for today's King and Queen of the Ring. Loved it. Great show. Looking forward to Monday night, especially because I would imagine we're getting Liv Morgan defending the title against Becky Lynch. And I think we're going to see the official union of Liv Morgan and Dominic Mysterio. If I'm right about that, that shit's going to be awesome. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us. I appreciate it. Make sure you like, you rate, you comment. You do all that good stuff. Great show as always. I love pro wrestling. We'll talk to you next week on another edition of It's Still Real to Me. See ya.